Hi, this is Avril.
Hey, Avril, it's Stevie Price. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I am amazing because I don't think you understand how much this interview actually means to me. I have been a fan of you since the very beginning. So first and foremost, thank you so much from a fan's standpoint for doing what you do, because you have been able to touch me and relate to so many things throughout my life, like good and bad, and your music has gotten me through so much of it. So before we do anything, I just want to say thank you so, so much for doing what you do.
Well, that means so much to me. That's why I do what I do. I mean, I guess that's one of the best parts. You know, I pour my heart and soul into my music. And it's so, like, awesome to hear, like, you know, people say that. So it's so lovely to meet you. And thank you for saying that.
Oh, my gosh. No, seriously, like, thank you so, so much. Just going through all the things with life, a lot of hard times and even good times, like just breakups and all that crap. Your music has pulled me through everything. So just thank you again, like, so, so, so much. But let's dive right into things right now. So you just got back from Japan on tour, your first tour since 2019 when you did your Head Above Water tour. How does it feel to be out there in the world again?
Oh, man, yeah. I've toured all year. I was, like, in Canada, and then in May, and then I did the MGK Mainstream Sellout Tour with him this summer, and then I was just in Japan, did tons of festivals, and it felt really great to be back playing shows, especially after, like, lockdown. And I made my album during the pandemic, and, I mean, it was nice that I had something, like, to do creatively and keep myself busy, but, like, yeah. I mean, I think getting for everybody, like us all getting back out on the road, and I think even just for, like, the fans, the audiences, like, being at concerts again, the vibe was just, like, so high. It was, like, so good. But, yeah, just got back from Japan, feeling that jet lag.
I was about to say, that jet lag must be serious, girl. I could not even imagine.
I don't even remember jet lag being this bad. Well, I do.
It's because it's been so long.
I was there for 3 weeks, and like, so it's been like 11 days. I have not slept a full night.
The life of a rock star, baby. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. Just need more wine to get through it.
Girl, you and me both. Wait, are you a red or a white wine girl?
I'm white. Like, I love red. I started drinking red again a little, but like, I like white wine. Yeah, I like it all, really.
Right, it's like, I don't hate on any other kind of wine. It's like, I'll take red, I'll take white, a rosé, you name it. As long as it's there, I'm yes. Good. I just started drinking more red wine last Christmas, and so now I feel like a mature adult. It's like, oh yeah, I'm sitting with my Cabernet or whatever. It's just...
The only thing I don't like about it is it'll like kind of make me a little tired, but if I'm having like a really nice meal and I love it, I went on the rosé kick for like 2 years, like 5-6 years ago or something, I don't know. So I did the rosé kick over it. I just was on a huge white wine kick. Now my girlfriends and I are like loving coffee martinis.
Oh my god, espresso martinis are the best thing ever.
Yeah, I know, it's really bad. I had summer vacation for like a week when I ended the Mainstream Sellout tour. I like went I visited my family, so I full-on day drank. My girlfriends and I, we were like waking up, and I was like, is it too early to have my coffee be an espresso martini? And I was like, hey, I'm on vacation. I did it a couple days. I was like, okay with it. It was pretty awesome.
But you know what, though? The best part about day drinking is that you get tired by like 7, 8, 9 o'clock, and you're in bed super early. That's honestly the best part about it. I don't know if that's just me, but like that's my favorite part anyway.
There's a lot of fun stuff about it. You just never know how that day's gonna go.
I know. It's like, you know, when you go to brunch with your friends and it's just like, sure, we'll do like a bottomless mimosa for 2 hours, but then it's like after that it goes off the wall and you just, we'll see what happens next.
Honestly, I think that's my favorite part about day drinking is I can get drunk off a half a beer.
blackout by like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just, who knows where we go from here.
I mean, you barely need anything, so so you don't get hungover.
Exactly. Exactly. And listen, fun fact, if you keep drinking, you're not really going to get hungover. So.
Well, the good news is I'm not hungover today.
Okay. I love that. Good. I hope you at least got a little bit of sleep when you came back. So thank goodness for that.
A little bit. Yeah.
So your Love Sucks album has definitely a different sound from Head Above Water, because Head Above Water, it's a much more somber, definitely a much more emotional kind of feel. How does Love Sucks feel in comparison to Head Above Water?
I mean, Head Above Water was like super emotional, kind of dark, and it's like full of like tons of like slow ballads, and like I'd like kind of gone through some hard shit, and so like I wrote about it. And then, I mean, Love Sucks was just my fun record, like where I was just like, all right, I just want to make fun music. This stuff is like, go out, play the show, like have some fun shows, and I don't know, I just wanted to rock out and just really, I mean, made an album front to back that's just like fucking power, like pop rock songs, just super feisty, super in your face, fun, like lots of electric guitars, Travis Barker on the drums.
I feel like this is an album that has been a long time coming for you, especially like knowing.
I know.
Knowing like where you wanted your music to go in the very beginning of your career. And now it's like, you know what? Screw it. Like you're a seasoned vet now in the music business. It's like you have your own name, your own brand. You're just going to go out and do your own thing. So I feel like this has been very long time coming for you.
Yeah. And it's my seventh album. And a lot of my albums are diverse. I mean, they all are. It's like, you'll have like a rock song, then you'll have a mid-tempo, then there'll be a ballad. And like this one, I was like, I do not want any ballads. Like, I just want to rock all the way through. And like, it's the fastest, most alternative album I've made. And like, I had the best time making it. And I also have so many incredible collaborations with other artists. Machine Gun Kelly and I have a song called Boys Lie. Black Bear and I have our song Love It When You Hate Me. And then the latest single, the brand new single right now on the deluxe album is I'm a Mess with Youngblood.
Another song that literally speaks to my soul. And the funny thing about that is when that song got released to the public, I was actually having like one of those days where I was just a hot mess. Like everything was going wrong. And then when your song came out, it's called I'm a Mess, I was like, Sheila, like this is, it's true. Like this song, I feel like was meant for me because I'm such a garbage disaster dumpster fire of a person. So having that record out is just.
I definitely had one of those days last week. Like I can relate to I'm a Mess right now.
Every day of my life is just like the hot mess express. And this song coming out specifically on that day was like just the cherry on top of that kind of a day. I was like, what the hell is going on? Which I do want to talk about your new single, because I got to premiere it the day that it came out on my show here at the station. And I was absolutely thrilled to do it, because as soon as I heard it the first time, it immediately gave me a mix of I'm With You with My Happy Ending kind of like merged together to be this new entity. And I feel like it struck my soul in such a way.
That's hilarious. I feel the same way, that it has like elements of both of those songs.
It does, especially like towards like the end when you really hit those high notes. It really brings me back to like the bridge of I'm With You, and just when you hit the guitars, it's like it kind of hits hard, like My Happy Ending. And then of course having Youngblood on the track too, which when I first heard his vocals, because I'm a fan of his as well, but when I heard his vocals on that track, I was like, excuse me? Like, the audacity of being so fucking good right now.
Dude, like, he blew me away. Like, literally, like, his voice is so beautiful. And, like, he has, like, insane range and can, like, riff and do all this stuff. And, like, you don't always hear that all the time. So I think I'm a Mess showcases his vocals. Like, he's also an amazing songwriter. We wrote this song together, and then we met, and then 2 days later we were in the studio, because we had really hit it off. We had a lot of chemistry. We were like, I was like, oh my god, we need to be in the, like, go write a song. Should we write a song? And then like a day or two later we wrote it. And then we, like, became friends. And then, like, now, like, I'm, like, in the studio. And we still, like, when he comes, because he lives in London, like, whenever he comes to LA now, right now, we're just, like, we just, like, get in the studio and fuck around and keep writing songs together just because.
I love that. Especially if we can get more from you guys, that would be great. Because I know you both sang I'm With You together. And I feel like that was the start of your kinship with each other. And it's funny because I don't know about you, but I'm a total nerd for astrology.
Yes, I am.
Which is why I think it's so funny that you have the song Mercury in Retrograde on the deluxe album. And I was like, oh my God, please stop. Because...
oh, dude, I live by it. Like, you know, Mercury goes in retrograde like December 28th. I'm trying to get everything done now.
Oh my God, everything goes wrong when it goes into retrograde.
It's so bad. It's literally like, it is so real. Like, it's like everything takes forever. Everything is more efforts, like, takes longer. It's like, it's just like walking through mud. It's just like everything, there's like more thrown at you.
I know.
And it's so, it's, if you're also not supposed to like buy anything while Mercury's in retrograde, like a new phone, a new car, do not sign a contract. Like, I'm literally, like, working on contracts right now for other stuff, and I've, like, told my managers, I'm like, no, I'm not signing a contract while Mercury's in retrograde. So we get it done now, or we get it done in January.
He said we get it done before then or after, but never during, because there's always some electronic problems that go on with retrograde. Like, it's always an absolute disaster whenever, and I just, it's also easy to blame everything on that.
And it's supposed to, like, kind of, like, fog your mind a bit, or your thinking's not clear, so you're not supposed to, like, totally make big decisions.
Which is why I normally just blame retrograde anyway.
My brother is so not about that. He's always like, because I'm always like, Mercury's in retrograde, and he's like, Mercury's always in retrograde. He's always like, no, Mercury's in retrograde. So I had to write a song called Mercury in Retrograde, and it's really cool.
I love that, because I try to tell my boyfriend all about that stuff, too, because he's not really into astrology, but I would say something to him. I'd be like, oh, you're such a Capricorn. And he, like, kind of gets offended. I'm like, no, 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 that's a good thing, I swear.
Oh, my God, I know. I literally am like, I'll find somebody's sign out, and I'll be like, no, I'm good, thanks.
When I first started going back out, like, dating, I would always base my potential eligibility on their sign. And I've always, like, my chart's always like, oh, you'll end up with a Gemini. It's like, no, 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 girl, none of that, because I'm a Libra, just like you.
Oh, my God. That's why we're having so much fun on this call.
It's like, because I'm a Libra, and every time I would see something, it's like, oh, you're meant to be with a Gemini. It's like, absolutely not. No, thank you.
Our compatible signs are supposed to be Leo, Sagittarius, Aquarius, and Gemini, correct?
Yes. We're going to hard pass on Gemini, though.
But there, that is our compatible sign, I think. But you obviously didn't run into that person.
I don't know if it's got to do with, like, same or opposite sex, because, like, every Gemini that I have dated has been absolute garbage. And then my boyfriend now, who is a Capricorn, who is an earth sign, it's like we are a match made in heaven. I don't get it.
Capricorn, that's January. Well, that's good. Well, it probably depends on your moon and your sun rising and all that stuff, too.
Oh, my God. That's a story for another day, because I'm nothing but air and water. So that's whatever. But that's a story for another day. But I love that you and Youngblood got together and you had such great chemistry, because I also did a little research on him, and he's a Leo, which explains a lot of the chemistry you guys have.
Ah, that's why he's such a good friend, because I love Leos. Leos are loyal. They're amazing friends.
They're just like, they're the absolute, absolute best. Like, my best friend is also a fire sign. She's an Aries, and we're like two peas in a pod. We get in trouble, but it's totally fine.
I love my Aries friends, too. They're just like wild.
They kind of serve unhinged behavior, but I'm also really here for it.
Me too.
But now, so your album has obviously had great success. You were touring all year. Like we said, you just got back from Japan and doing all these festivals. But now, hopefully you have some downtime. And since here at the station, we're doing all Christmas music now. So do you have any good plans for the holidays, or like, do you have any traditions that you like to hold up? I also see you're like a killer chef in the kitchen. So do you cook? Like, what's your deal?
Yeah, I cook. cook. I love to cook. I can cook anything. I grew up like eating like, I don't know, just like normal household, like normal meals, just like meat, potatoes, gravy, vegetables. And like, so I can cook like full blown like meals, but I also love making like homemade pasta sauces and just like doing full Italian spreads. But then I also love to cook like super like light, healthy, like salad, soup, like fish, whatever. So I can literally make anything. And I just love to cook. So if I have a day off, it's such a passion of mine. I literally just wake up and I'll make like a beautiful breakfast. And then I'll like start chopping away and making like pre-making like a really pretty lunch.
I love that. Do you have the Tasty app? It's like a big, huge recipe book.
No.
Download it. All my recipes are from there. It's literally amazing. They have so much stuff on there. It's dope. It's dope as hell.
Cool.
So now what is your favorite Christmas song to sing or to listen to?
Honestly, all of them. And like my other thing on my checklist is to make a Christmas record. And I've been talking about it literally my whole career, but I kind of started it. I have like four songs down. So I think I'll put it out next year.
Next year. Okay, cool. I would love to hear that because I know you covered Baby It's Cold Outside and Oh Holy Night, but I was hoping to see if we were going to get more of that from you. So I'm glad that you confirmed that it's in the works.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't believe I haven't. So can't wait. Next year or the year after?
Okay, but it's definitely something to look forward to, which is what we're really, really happy about.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. But for now, we've got the deluxe that just dropped, Love Sucks. And then on my time off, I'll probably just keep writing.
I've seen you in the studio. So besides the Christmas album, do we have another potential studio number 8 album in the works as well?
Oh, totally. I'm making a record. I'm like almost done.
Oh my God, seriously? You are a workhorse. How do you do that?
Because I like work with my friends and I'm like in between touring this year, like I'd get home and like go in the studio with Travis and like go meet up with like Feldy, go work with other artists, Youngblood, and I spend a week in the studio and we're all just like, it's kind of like cool because we all love music so much and writing, it's like something we do. It doesn't really go away. So I'm constantly writing songs. Like I pop up in my bed and I'm like, oh, I have a chorus idea. And I just like write the whole chorus out. So I don't know, just like have a good groove with like Travis and I just like wrote tons of songs right before I went to Japan. Now that I'm back, we'll record more. I have lots of homework to do. I have to write my verses, verse lyrics. That's like the part that's like the pain in the butt for me. I'm like, so many words. I love writing choruses. And then I have to like sit down and focus and write the rest of the song. So, but the album this far is awesome. And we'll just keep working, put out an album next year and keep touring.
Is it going to be like Love Sucks or is it going to be reminiscent of some of your older stuff too?
I think that. I think that one.
That one? Okay, that one. Got it. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
I think both of what you just said. Yeah.
Okay, I'm happy with that. I'm thrilled with that. I love that that's happening. I love that it's in the works and really, really looking forward to it. Also, one other quick thing that I just, a little nugget of knowledge that I had really quick. So I saw that you were part of the wedding party for Alexa Bliss and Ryan Cabrera and also your friends with Miz and Maryse. So I just had a question because I'm a huge wrestling fan. I've been a fan of wrestling my entire life. I think it would be super dope if you were to take a crack at writing an entrance theme song for someone in wrestling. Have you ever thought about that?
No, but that is so cool. That's a great idea.
I think we should put that in with somebody, maybe like call one of your friends and be like, hey, listen, let's do a thing and let's like make it happen. Because I think that would be absolutely killer.
That's such a good idea. I love that. I'll talk to them.
Yeah, so if it happens, just make sure you just let me know before it happens first so I could just, I'll be in on there with you. Also, really, really quick, I do just want to do a fast five with you, if that's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, who is someone that you've been wanting to collaborate with that you haven't gotten the chance to yet?
Shania Twain.
Number two, what is one thing on your bucket list? I know we already talked about the Christmas record, but what's something else on your bucket list?
Making a Christmas record. I don't know what else is. I'll just say that.
Okay, cool. Christmas record. What's one meal you could have every day and never get tired of it?
Pizza.
Cool. What is one thing that you have in Canada that you wish we had in the States?
Ketchup chips.
Excuse me? What are ketchup chips?
Ketchup chips. They're red and they're ketchup flavored, and that's what, like, I've had my favorite chips my whole childhood. It is so weird that you guys don't have them here. I don't know why you don't. Like, they're so good. It's like a normal staple. It's like if you didn't have Doritos here, you'd be like, that's weird. Why don't you have them in Canada? Like, it's like so normal.
Maybe I'll just have to go to Canada and just get a bag of ketchup chips because they must be the best thing ever, right?
150%. They're so good.
All right. Awesome. And then last but not least, what is the best way for you to unwind, like, at the end of the day?
Just, like, love taking a bath, and I, like, love putting on sweats and, like, just, like, lighting a candle.
Are you an incense girl, too?
I don't know.
Really? You don't like the incense? Oh my God, incense, they fuel the soul sometimes. So, like, it's good for meditation.
Yeah, but no, I kind of just like essential oils and like candles and fireplace and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right, cool. I love that. Avril, I just want to seriously thank you so much for everything that you've done throughout your career, for spending this time with me, because the fan in me is I'm freaking out on the inside. I'm lucky I'm able to even compose myself, but I just want to say thank you, like, so much, just for everything. Aww. Seriously,
well,
thank you.
So amazing talking with you. This is so fun. Now I want to go have an espresso martini.
Oh my God, we should do that together. Oh, okay. So the next time you come to New York, we could set up a thing, because I would love to do an espresso martini with you.
Amazing. Well, it's so great talking to you. Thank you so much.